Hey, good morning. It's Saturday, April 23rd, 2016, and I want to welcome Hopkins Junior High Concert Band. Welcome to the CMEA East D Band Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School, here in Castro Valley. My name's Norm D. I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Occalani's High School in Lafayette, and I'm the past president of CBDA, the California Band Directors Association, and we run the California All-State Honor Bands. I know a number of Hopkins students are in the All-State that we have in San Jose. We started in San Jose last year, so. And really looking forward to hearing this band play, this third band. And you guys have just got on stage, you're just about all warmed up, and we'll be right back. It was a big band. Took a few minutes to get set up on stage, but we'll get started in just a second. Here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the California Music Educators Association and Orchestra Festival in our Center for the Arts at Castro Valley High School. The next group to perform is Hopkins Junior High School Concertmen from Fremont. They will be performing Fanfare for a New Age, Michael Story, Simple Stomp by Ralph Fulton, Barbosa by William Hines. Please help me welcome Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start with the Michael Story piece. We're breathing in tempo for the first note. Everyone hold the note uniformly, full length. Okay, make sure we all can hear the moving woodwind line, because those long sustained notes, they do become overpowering a bit. Yeah, some nice percussion playing. Nice and restrained, not overdone. Thank you. Ensemble has a nice pitch center. Sounds like everyone's listening, adjusting a little bit. It's always real challenging to do that when you're a younger band, a little less experience. Yeah, but in the flutes, nice, good characteristic sound. Maybe a little pitchy here and there, but not generally. It's not sticking out like would normally do with some other groups. Yeah, every time you have that moving line, yadum bum bum bum, ba dum bum bum, bring that out a little more. Remember, when you have long, long sustained notes, even if they're half notes or whole notes, you want to make sure you do something with them, not just lay there. Going towards a phrase, coming away from a phrase, little natural crescendos, natural diminuendos. Never heard that piece, and some nice things compositionally. in the piece that teaches good teaching tools for the ensemble, this young ensemble. So I'm guessing it's mostly seventh graders. Or it says, I believe so, so. So now we have Simple Gifts by Ralph Houtgren, a very well-known Australian composer. And so we're just about ready to start. Yeah, you know, with a group this large, I wouldn't mind hearing that pickup breath. One, two, da, like that. I wouldn't mind hearing a little bit of the breathing. Ensemble has a really nice core tone, which means the blend is really good. I see a lot of clarinets. My goodness, four bassoons. I hear low brass as well. I don't see it from here, but the core tone is really very nice. Yeah, make sure we're all releasing at the same point, and that takes vision on your part of looking at the conductor. It takes listening as a group so you can make that release together. Yeah, you're stopping just before the third beat on those half notes in the brass. Make sure you sustain it all the way to the third beat. Otherwise, there's the tendency of it being very kind of choppy. We don't want that. Yeah, just doing the full value notes and holding onto the note does take a little bit of maturity, holding it all the way to the end of the value. Okay, now I hear the flute starting to have some pitch issues a little bit. Long sustained notes. You have to have a nice reservoir of air that'll keep the support going and the pitch from wavering and going flat. See a lot of good posture on stage. Excellent. Yeah, band's displaying a lot of patience. You know, for the young group of the school, a lot of good patience being displayed. And a lot of good musicianship being shown off on stage as well. I'd like to see the band maybe watch the conductor a little bit more. Yeah, very nice job. Maybe we could have drawn a little bit more music out of it. Maybe those long sustained notes of directional. I think I was telling a couple other bands that. And just making sure that that we're paying attention to all the tale that music has. Not just what's written on the page, but what is what's inferred in the music as well. And your teacher can help you identify where there might be some crescendos and things where where it's not written. So here we go, Barbarossa, a new conductor on the podium. Yeah, with a new conductor, you want to make sure you have the same exact same attention as you did with the first conductor. One, two, one, two, one and two and one and two and constants of dividing. Lean into the frame. Lean into it. You know, pickups go somewhere. Pickups lead to something. It leads to the next bar, so you want to lean into that. Again, those pickups. Da 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 da. Make that downbeat after the pickup, the point that you, where you want to get to. That point of arrival. Careful watching the conductor for those retards. Make sure you nail those. You really need to know where those spots will be where your conductor subdivides into four. And you want to really make sure you're clear on how that works. Either mark it in your music or watch. Look up and watch a little more intently. Okay, nice job. Some rhythmic complexity there, and different different time signatures, retards, and a lot of good things, good training things for the group. And like I said, the group has a really good core tone. I really appreciate the fact that you're listening, and I can tell that you're listening because of the core tone. And really a pleasure to hear you today. I hear Hopkins bands from time to time at different festivals, and they've always been very good, very fine groups, especially as you get into the older groups. So look forward to hearing you again at some point, and best wishes to you. Thank you for playing this morning.